Welcome to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum. Time's up. We have the power. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have the intellect. We have the innovation, and we have the heart to create a world based on parity, practical innovation, and potential. This hit show with Claudette Rowley will take us on a journey so we can explore our planet, our global community, and our opportunity for transformation. We need a cultural revolution that allows us to look past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and to what she calls reality resistance. So tune in. This is The Brilliance Ultimatum. And time's up.
Hey everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience what's going well in the world and the opportunity for transformation that's upon us. On the second and fourth Fridays of each month, we will have some of the foremost change makers, action takers, and truth tellers helping you re-envision what's possible on our planet and in our world. I'm excited about today's guest, Jeff Redondo. And he and I are going to be talking about how do you reset your money mindset, right? Especially right now during COVID-19 and all the really unexpected changes that we're all experiencing. So let me introduce Jeff. He is the co-founder and managing partner at Invictus Advisors, which is a binational financial consulting firm whose mission is to be a strategic partner for business owners to make better financial decisions. And with proper operational controls, administration, and reporting procedures and people systems, he has helped effectively grow this organization to six figures, ensuring financial strength and operating efficiency. One of the things Jeff did is have conversations with many small business owners, and he started to really understand the need for a program that would help startups and entrepreneurs face the fear of dealing with their financials. And so we created Financial Emotional Mastery, which helps stressed out business owners look at their financials in a calm and confident way, getting rid of their emotional baggage with money and helping them develop a solid plan to grow to six figures and beyond. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. Awesome. So I love some of the things that you talk about in your speaking and in your work, right? Like money mindset's ridiculous. Your money is just not that into you, right? So making something that can be a little financially charged, or excuse me, emotionally charged for people, right? And helping them take a different look at it. So I'd love to just know a little bit about, like, how did you co-found Invictus Advisors? Like, what led you, you know, down that particular path?
You know, actually, me and my business partner, he was the one that actually kind of got the firm up and running. He's been in accounting for 20 years, mm-hmm. and I had always done the 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you know, and I was doing fundraising for nonprofits, and he ended up, when I got laid off from the last nonprofit I was at, he said, do you want to work with me? And I kind of freaked out for a minute. I wasn't real sure if it was like the entrepreneur life was for me. And I'm glad I took that leap. You know, it was, it's been a great, you know, great journey, you know, all the ups and downs. And it's been great. So, you know, the two of us have been going with the firm. I've been with the firm now for 6 years, mm-hmm. and I'm the managing partner, so I basically take care of all the marketing, the sales, administration, and so this new project that we're running, or this new, you know, part of our business, we realized it when, you know, one of our seven-figure clients said to us, got emotional about us telling him that he was making seven figures. And it's not that he was happy that he was making seven figures, which is, you know, always great.
Yeah.
But he was more surprised that he didn't know he was making seven figures.
Wow. Wow.
And that to me is when I realized, you know, we need something that's going to really change people's ideas and what they look at around money. And so that's kind of like why we're here today.
Yeah. You know, that, and one thing that struck me when I was looking on your website is how full of life it is, right? It's colorful, it's interesting. And a lot of times when I look at different, you know, financial advisors, right, or people in the finance world, their websites are gray, right? In navy blue. So you know, I'm oversimplifying, of course, for effect, but what, you know, what led, you know, there's something about, you know, the sense of life to it. I'm just curious, like what it made me think about, since I work a lot in culture, right? What is that part of your organizational culture? Like, do you guys, you know, take that kind of approach?
Yeah. And, you know, we really do. It's that, you know, we really consider ourselves entrepreneurs first and accountants second.
Okay.
And that is so, for me, that's one of the things that makes us really different. You know, we're always looking at partnering with our clients. We're always looking at the new, you know, thing that's really getting our clients excited, or even ourselves. You know, we try to be entrepreneurs, and then, you know, then we use the accounting to really promote, you know, really help our businesses. You know, we don't really, we're honestly not that excited about accounting and taxes. Mm-hmm. We're more excited about seeing businesses grow, mm-hmm. and seeing changing from year to year and the different cycles of business, and seeing how business owners, you know, discover more about themselves through the growth of their business. And I think that's what says, that's why, you know, our website is like that. That's why our things like that is because, you know, we're not your traditional accounting firm. We're not, you know, we meet with you, you know, 4 times a year. We don't just talk about your taxes. We really talk about, you know, try to align your personal finances and your business finances and what you want to do with your life and what you want to do with your business in a more comprehensive way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love what you said about discovering business, helping business owners discover things about themselves, right?
And I think that's, that's really kind of where this program comes from, is that, you know, not only with our clients, but, you know, we go to a lot of, you know, business improvement seminars and personal development seminars, and everyone that we've talked to, they all have the same reaction of, I don't want to talk about my numbers. I don't want to talk about my finances, or they're scared to talk about them, or they just don't know, or, you know, they're worried about the work they're going to find out. And so, you know, after our discovering this, we're like, we really need to dial in what is stopping people from really taking charge of their finances.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really kind of where this program started from.
Oh, the emotional, yeah, financial emotional mastery. Yeah, and that, so about 15 years, I've had my consulting business for about 20 years, and 15 years ago, I hired a woman who is a money coach, right? Probably has some overlap with some of the work that you do. Mm-hmm. And it was all about mindset, right? She had been, I think she was her first career wasn't accounting, financial controlling. But it was all, everything that I learned from her was about mindset and some, you know, certainly techniques and things like that. But in terms of like how much I was charging and why wasn't I charging more, right? And on and on and on. And so it really was transformational for me to like realize, wow, I had a ton of baggage around money, right, from my upbringing and other things that I had not dealt with. And it was holding me back. And it really changed a lot of things once I got a handle on it. So, you know, talk to me about mindset, you know, and I know that's part of what you work on in the program, right?
Yeah, you know, I think this program is different than just your traditional money mindset programs out there, because, you know, we're really taking it from the perspective of like, you know, you can have all the mindset you want in the world, but if you're not taking concrete action on it, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to be a millionaire. If you can't even look at your bank account and see that you have $30 in there and start freaking out, you're not going to be able to have the mindset of like, I'm going to be a millionaire, right?
Right.
Program launches from where people are now, not from where they will be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you're in this, you know, especially now where people are losing their jobs, when businesses are cutting back, when, you know, when people are really scared, you know, where they're going to get their next mortgage payment or their next rent payment from, their next client from, it's being able to deal with those emotions in a positive way. So you're able to resource around the options that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people get sucked into this vortex of like, I'm worried about what I'm going to do next month that I don't have this client, or I feel overwhelmed when I look at my budget, or I feel paralyzed to anything about my financial situation. And if you're feeling those feelings and you can't do anything about them, then you're never going to find a way out.
Absolutely. And I love, you said something so powerful. You help people deal with their emotions so they can resource their options, right?
Right.
So they can actually get into that, you know, into what's real, right? What's real? This is the language I would use, right? What's real? And then based on that, what's available, right?
Right. And that really has to do with even the, like, you know, for example, let's say a waiter that got laid off from their job. Like, there's lots of different things that you can do to resource different financial options. But if you're in despair about losing your job as a waiter, you're never going to see anything else. You know, you're never going to be able to know, oh, maybe I can do Uber, or maybe I can go out there and, you know, sell magazines, or maybe I can go out there and do life insurance, or maybe I can go out there. You know, there's plenty of different financial resources up out there, but it's about getting people out of that, like, what am I going to do, despair, to let me look at all the different options around me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd like to explore that more. Like, how do we help people move out of despair, right? Especially right now, into options, which is a healthy place to be in. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Claudette Rowley. You are listening to the Brilliance Ultimatum. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit petcommunicator.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
The Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Jeff Redondo, and he is the co-founder and managing partner of Invictus Advisors. And one of the things his company does is take people through a financial emotional mastery program, business owners through this program, to help them handle their finances in a really competent and healthy way. So Jeff, you know, you and I just before the break were talking about, you know, this role of emotions, right? Especially if you've lost your job or your business is in jeopardy, right? So how do you deal with your emotions so that you can get to options, right? How do you help people handle that despair that a lot of folks are going through right now? Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things that, you know, we have, you know, one of the things that we do in this program is really take people through several different ways to kind of deal with their emotions. And I think one of the things that can immediately move you out of this stress, this anxiety, this paralyzed, this overwhelmed feeling around financials, is if you really imagine the worst case scenario and then deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, let's say, for example, you are, let's go back to our waiter example, right?
Right.
And you go to, and you're like, I'm out of job. I have no income right now. What am I going to do? And you're like, okay, I'll lose my apartment, right? That's the worst, like, I live on the streets, right? That's probably the worst thing that could happen, right? So then you're like, well, if I live on the streets, then, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can go live with my mom. Oh, wait a minute. I can live with my dad. Oh, I can live with, you know, I can live with this friend. I can couch surf for a while.
Right.
So people get so dragged down to this like worst case scenario. They don't see all the possibilities around them. Right. And yeah. So the this nervousness around this, the worst case is what creates that anxiety instead of just looking at the worst case and dealing with it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. It puts people back. What I'm hearing is it puts people back in their problem, the problem solving part of their brain, right? The cognitive part of their brain. And so you're like, oh, wait a minute. Worst case, I could go live with so-and-so, right? You start actually, it sounds like people start identifying options.
Right. And that's really what this program is about. It's about giving the people the freedom to really resource and really have them realize that all's not lost, you know?
Right.
One of the biggest things that, one of the other things that we talk about is if you change your thinking to one of gratitude, right? You know, gratitude is one of those things where, you know, it's like hard to be grateful when you're lost your job, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at it in a perspective of, you know, when we're in the U.S., if you're making $32,000 a year, which is a pretty, you know, relatively low salary for, you know, many places in the U.S., we're in the global 1%.
Right? Oh, interesting. Right, right.
So when you're like, man, I'm scraping by with $32,000 a year. And you're like, but there's people in, you know, and even in Mexico that are making less than that.
Yeah.
You know, I live in San Diego. And so if you drive across the border, you see people hustling on the street like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so when you put it in that perspective, you start realizing you're like, oh, I have it pretty good.
Yeah. You know?
So those are the things that we really talk about. And those are the things that we really work with our clients through, you know? So they get beat up as a, you know, they lose a client and they freak out. But what they don't realize is, you know, there's so many other options out there. That's how we really help them.
So what's an example of a client that you've worked with, right, where they've gone through the program and they've really turned something around, you know, of course, without violating any confidentiality, but just to be here,
sure.
Like, yeah, what was that person like and how did they change?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest example I can come up with was, I just got off the phone with someone getting enrolled in the client or in the program where she is really in a lot of debt and she didn't know what she should do. And, you know, she says, I took this other program and, you know, the program is full of budgets and it follows templates and it follows full of, you know, strategies on how to save money and, you know, how to divvy up your money. But she says, I couldn't do any of that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She was so overwhelmed. She couldn't do anything in the program. She bought this, I think it was like a $5,000 program, and she didn't even use it.
Oh, no.
Because she was so overwhelmed about just everything that she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so what we did was we walked her through her emotional baggage around finances. And we walked her through, like, why she was having so much problems creating budget. And we walked her through all the emotions that came up when she looked at a credit card statement.
Mm-hmm.
And now once we got through those pieces, then now she's able to create a budget. Now she's able to save. Now she's able to look at more members in a more objective way. And I think that's the brilliance of this program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you talk about is how, you know, how do you build a loving and long-lasting relationship with money, right? I love that question. Because we don't really think of money and love, right, in the same arena. Yeah. So how do you build that kind of relationship with money, and how do you know if you're in the right one?
You know, it's funny because, you know, when I was thinking about that part of the program, where I immediately went to was dating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So remember when you were a kid, and everything that's surrounded around your first kiss,
right,
and all the butterflies that you guided, and you really just felt this overwhelming just sense of like happiness, like, you know, flowers and like puppies and kittens and like, you know, right, everything that was just so happy around love. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I know for me anyway, I felt that same way when I got my first paycheck.
Yeah, right.
When you got your first paycheck, you're like, oh man, the world's an oyster. You know,
I'm rich.
And now it's almost like now that we've gotten 100 paychecks or whatever it is, we're like, oh, it's like the same thing. It's like money in, money out. It's just like a relationship.
Right? Mm.
So then what we talk about is that we talk about the different types of relationships that you are in with money, right? So you could be in a codependent relationship with money, right? Where you're basing all of your decisions off of money. Or another type is the just for now relationship with money. And you're like, oh, I'll just have that money just for now.
Yeah.
Or like you get that big chunk of money and you're like, oh, man, I'm excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another piece could be the toxic relationship. Like I think everyone, you know, that has been in a relationship has been in some sort of toxic relationship. And you could be in a toxic relationship with money.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, what we do is that we go and we talk to people about this sense of re-dating money, right?
Right.
And going back through, like, you know, how you go through and you go back and date money like you would with any relationship. You first start off with, you know, you go to coffee with someone, right? And what does that look like when money? Then maybe you go and date with someone. You go and take a date out. You know, what does that look like in your money dating? What do you look like when you go on a week getaway with money? What does that look like? And we take them through this process. By the end, they kind of reestablish their relationship with money. It's like that, you know, the newlyweds that go, or like the people after 50 years that kind of renew their vows.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the process that we take people through.
So I can see where that would really, like, are you codependent? Is it toxic? Right. Are you afraid of money? There's so many questions you could ask.
Right.
Yeah. And what kind of relationship do you really want to have with money? Right. What would work? Right. What would be healthy?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we talk about. What does a healthy relationship with money look like for you?
Yeah.
You know, what's your perfect money situation? You know what I mean? And that's a lot of that's some of the stuff that we talk about. And that's some of the stuff that we talk about with our clients. And that's some of the, you know, not just our clients, because this program is really designed for people that are, you know, in their entry level, just starting out business.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone that has really problems with emotions around money, you know.
Are there things that you, like tenets or principles that you recommend in terms of having a healthy relationship with money?
Yeah, I think one of the things is making sure that you have a logical relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
And trying to take the emotions out of it, because it's a lot easier when you're dating someone and you're having a discussion with someone more on a logical, you know, more on a logical frame of reference than you do an emotional frame of reference.
Right.
You know, when you get into an emotional debate with argument with your spouse, right, you can never really get to the core of the issue. Mm-hmm. You're all about the emotions. And if you can go back and get back to the logical sense, then you're able to really talk about the issues that are affecting your relationship. And that's the same thing with money.
So bringing logic into the equation, right? Not letting emotion run the show.
That's really important.
Yeah, right. Because with money, you know, the emotion running the show is usually negative emotion, correct? Right. Your anxiety, even, right?
Yeah, like even the word debt, right? Everyone thinks that the word debt is a negative money, but we talk about how debt is not a negative money.
Oh, really?
You know?
So how, yeah, tell me about that. How is debt, how do we reframe debt?
So debt is actually one of the things that if you should take on debt, mm-hmm. if you use it in a positive way.
Okay.
Right. So like, for example, let's say if you're a coach, right. Mm-hmm. And you have to pay for a hotel room. You have to pay for meals. You have to pay for all this stuff. You may want to take on that debt because you know, after your 3-day course or whatever you're going to do, you're going to be able to sell enough to pay off that debt. Mm-hmm. And have extra, right? But people are afraid to take on debt because they're like, it's debt, instead of looking at debt in a way to transform their business or move their business forward.
Yeah, got it. So it comes back to, for me, is really reframing, right? Things, right. So it's the proper meaning. It's not the emotional meaning, right? It's the meaning that's going to help you get where you want to go. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, wow, that's awesome. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how business owners can be irrational, which I'm looking forward to, having been a business owner myself for a long time. This is the Brilliance Ultimatum. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit TransformationRadio.fm.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Claudette Rowley, and we're back on the Brilliance Ultimatum with my guest today, Jeff Redondo, and we are talking about money, right? We're talking about money, how to have a healthy relationship with it, and the importance of logic and actions. So, Jeff, you talk about business owners being irrational. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, when business owners start to get when business owners first get into business, a lot of times that they make rash decisions based on what they have in their bank account, based on, you know, what they hear from, you know, the new expert, Mr. Google, right. what they talk with their friends or family about. And so they just start making decisions just without any really depth of knowledge or depth of research.
Mm-hmm.
And so they make a they make one decision and then it doesn't work. And then they're like, oh my God, I got to make another decision. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it just continues to build. And so there's this pattern from what we see of highs and lows, right? Mm-hmm. Things work great and then things are down. And a lot of the business owners that we've worked with, they don't see a way out of this, like highs and lows. And so we've seen a lot of them just keep doing that, the same thing. It's, you know, it's a whole insanity thing where they keep doing the same thing and same thing over and expecting different results.
Right.
And so we say, you know, that business owners are irrational because they can't control that highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
And until you actually control those highs and lows is when you actually become a business owner. Is when you're actually able to move your business forward, is where you're actually starting to make decisions that are more in line with your strategic vision of your business, more in line with the strategic view of your personal life. And so when you're just making rash decisions, it's like you can't really have stability in your business.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that the highs and lows that you describe, right? That's so often the case, isn't it? And especially I think when people go into business because they're great at doing something, not because they've been business owners before. Do you find that also?
Yes. And it's funny you mentioned that because I just got finished reading the E-Myth.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And he talks about that. He talks about people that go into business that are technicians. You know, an example that he uses in the book is about a person that bakes pies, and that you go in there and that you just do pies, right? And that's your expertise. But then you forget that you need to have the entrepreneurial side and you need to have a managerial side to your business.
Right.
Right. And so people forget those are the two pieces and they get so emotionally attached to making pies that they don't think about the other two, that those two pieces are really the thing that propels the business, that moves the business forward. Those are the two pieces, the entrepreneurial side and the managerial side.
Right.
And so this, you know, exactly what you're talking about. It's the being able to, you know, look at those three pieces and really being able to see which one's going to take the lead at the time that you need in your business. Mm-hmm. And when people are first starting, they don't realize that they have those three pieces and they're really all over the board.
Right. It reminds me of an author and speaker named Alan Weiss, who wrote things like, you know, Million Dollar Coaching and others. He's written, I think, dozens of books, right? And one of the things he talks about is, what you were just talking about there and this idea of logic both struck me. He talks about business owners not measuring the right things, right? The highs and the lows, the ups and downs. Like, oh my God, this potential client didn't call me back. I'm in the dumps, right? Versus how do I measure my success? Is it one return phone call? Hopefully not, right? Hopefully it's something else entirely different. But learning how to measure what your own success looks like.
And that's being able to understand yourself enough to be able to know what's important to you.
Right.
Like, you know, one of the biggest things that we talk to our client, that we've actually, the CFO side of our business, one of the things that we talk to our clients about is that we create them an actual Excel spreadsheet that's not a profit and loss statement. Because what we do is we sit down with them and say, what's important to you? Like, what, as a business owner, what do you want to see in your financials?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know everyone, or most everyone that I've talked to anyway, a lot of times their accountant is just hands them over their profit and loss statement or their cash flow and be like, here you go.
Right.
And half of the times business owners don't know where to look, or they don't know what pieces to look at, or they don't know what's important to them. So, you know, one of the things that we do is we sit down with them and say, we ask what's important to you. If the revenue is important, okay, then we'll show you that. If the net profit is important to you, then we'll show you that. If payroll allocation is important to you, then we'll show you that. So we're trying to get five or six pieces to show them so they don't feel overwhelmed with the whole entire financial statement.
Yeah, it's like getting your, you know, corporate tax return, right? your corporation, if you have a corporation and you're looking, I mean, I do read it, but it's like, oh my gosh, you know, what exactly is every piece of this?
And wouldn't you rather just say, what are the five, you know, you ask your accountant, what are the five pieces, you know, you work with your accountant, you know, this is something that, you know, you should definitely have a good working relationship with your accountant to be able to say, what are the five pieces of this profit and loss that you think I should really look at?
Right, exactly.
You know, and being able to ask them, you know, questions on if these, you know, I want to look at these five pieces, but then if something else, you know, looks out of whack, mm-hmm. I want you to bring it to my attention.
Right, right.
You know, those are the conversations that you should be having your account with your accountant. You know, our philosophy is that you should be having these, you know, conversations with your accountant every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of, you know, once a quarter or even once a year.
Right.
You know, because we're positioning these people that's going through financial emotional mastery to be able to help them on the growth of their business, to be able to sit down and talk about their numbers in a calm and confident way.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to be able to do that, especially with somebody like an accountant who people really have they're kind of like meeting with an attorney.
Right.
You know, they just have this, I don't know what you want to describe it as, but like a fear. I don't know if fear is the right word, but like this hesitancy to meet with their accountants because they're afraid of what they're going to see. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Is it going to be bad news? How bad is it? Right.
Yeah, yeah. And, but that's actually one of the pieces that, that's actually one of the things that I talked about with beginning entrepreneurs. Is, you know, as an entrepreneur, you go in thinking as a new business owner, I'm going to be free. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the ultimate freedom, right?
Right.
But if you don't know your numbers, are you ultimately free?
It's a good question, isn't it? Are you really free if you don't know your own numbers, right? If you don't know your numbers, how can you make good strategic decisions?
Exactly. And so there's so many business owners that just are like, I'm afraid to look at my numbers because then I'm going to realize I just might as well go back to a job. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe you should. You know?
Right.
Because if you can't take looking at your numbers, then how are you going to take when you have to fire an employee? Or how are you going to take when you have to shut down a part of your business? Or how are you going to take it when you have to yell at a vendor about something they didn't deliver on?
I'm curious, what are the top maybe two or three reasons you've noticed that cause people to not want to look at their numbers, that, you know, generates that kind of fear?
I think the first one is freedom.
Okay.
That's a big one. People are scared that they are going to lose the freedom of being an entrepreneur small business owner. Mm-hmm. And I think the second one is, you know, for most of our clients, they were, you know, five-figure business owners that have moved on to seven figures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've always worked in this solopreneur mentality, right? So where they have, they're the marketing team, they're the sales team, they're the delivery team, and the customer service team.
Right.
They're every team. And then when they start realizing, I got to bring people on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they start going like, where's my business? And they start freaking out. So then they start to expand and then they start to contract because they feel like they're starting to lose control. And so one of the things that Vidal, my business partner, always says to our CFO clients is, you're a one-man person. You're a one-man show with a team. And what he means by that is you're like still the only person in this business. You're not letting the team do their job. And I think that's the biggest mistake, is understanding that every business goes through a transition zone, especially as a solopreneur. You have to move out of that solopreneur role into a more of a leader CEO role to really move your business forward.
Mm-hmm. That's a big mental shift, isn't it? A big emotional shift. Yeah,
especially if you're a founder,
right?
If you're a founder the CEO and the president, and like every piece of it, it's
right. And then plus then you're really, yeah, you are everything, like you said, every team, and now you're delegating, right? You're hiring. I mean, it is a whole different skill set completely.
Yeah, that's what you really need. Yeah, you really need mentorship. You really need a coach to help you through. You really need additional people that have gone through it, really people that have like understand the pitfalls to really kind of help you through that.
Definitely. So, you know, it's really interesting. It's a great point about how much of this that we're talking about today really boils down to handling your emotions, right? Being aware of them, being aware of what's real, being aware of how your emotions impact you, understanding what perspective you're in, so you can make good decisions. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, just recommendations for what's going on right now with COVID-19 and how, as a business owner, right, you can help yourself have a mindset that continues to move you forward. This is Claudette Rowley on the Brilliance Ultimatum. We'll be right back.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
We are back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm here with my guest, Jeff Redondo, and he is the managing partner at Invictus Advisors. So, Jeff, for listeners, what is the best way for them to learn more about you and your business?
You can visit us at our website at Invictus-Advisors.com, which is our accounting firm. And then if you want to find out more specifically about our program around financial and emotional mastery, you can visit our website, Invictus-Advisors.com/emotions. So that's our website, Invictus-Advisors.com/emotions. And that will take you to information to book a call with me to talk about, you know, your biggest issues around emotions and money. And then we can talk to you a little bit about what that looks like for you.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. So actually, I realized what, I know we're going to talk about, you know, the COVID-19 world right now, but how long of a program is it? Like number of weeks, number of months?
Yeah, it's eight weeks. It's an 8-week program. So it's like one phone call a week. So you'll get 5 group calls. Now we don't talk about anything in specific numbers. So we don't go over your, you know, I won't even see your numbers for the entire program because that's not what this program's about. It's really focused on how are you dealing with your emotions around finance. Mm-hmm. And you get 3 calls, one-on-one calls with me. And it's an opportunity for us to go into detail and really kind of carve out what is bothering you around finances.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for sharing that. So it's very manageable, 8 weeks, right? 5 group calls, 3 individual. Awesome. So, so we, you know, we are all impacted, right, by COVID-19. And I think especially small business owners, a lot of them, right, and large business owners are suffering, right, either because they're non-essential and they can't operate, or they've had to lay people off, right, their supply chains not operating correctly, like so many different reasons. So what are you, you know, as you're working maybe with clients impacted, you know, what are things to help us, you know, stay steady and real, right, and handle our emotions?
You know, the biggest thing is stick to your routine. Okay. Is the biggest thing that I can say to you. You know, we, you know, even our business, you know, we moved out of our office and, you know, we're working from home now. And at 8 o'clock or 6:30, I get up and I usually do a 4-mile walk in the mornings, and I still do that. And then I get up and get dressed and go to my computer, just like, you know, I do every day. And that has really helped, helped kind of managing, you know, the difference between my personal life and my business life. And I think, you know, just specifically around emotions, you know, the walks that I do, I think walks are very therapeutic, honestly. Mm-hmm. And if you can just get out, you know, whether it's for 20 minutes a day, half hour a day, take the proper precautions that you need, but just mm-hmm. being able to get around and just do some, you know, I love doing walking meditation, mm-hmm. Or listening to an audiobook. I just finished the EMF, and I'm in the process of listening to Chris Voss's book called Never Split the Difference. It's about negotiation. Mm-hmm. And that's actually another really good book. So I try to stay as close to the routine as I possibly can. The only part of the routine that I'm not sticking to, which I'm really devastated about, is my morning Starbucks coffee. Because all the Starbucks are
right,
closed.
Right. Yeah.
I'm drinking my Folgers here at the house, but
right.
Other than that, I'm trying to stick as close as I can to my routine. So, and that's what I say it is for everyone, you know. And you know, the other thing I would say is, you know, keep connected. You know, I don't mean that just like on Facebook or whatever, but you know, go to virtual online events. You know, go to virtual networking, go to, you know, webinars, you know, the amount of like, you know, coaching webinars, personal development webinars that I've seen have just skyrocketed everyone since. And most of them are free, you know? And those are some of the things that I would say, you know, during this time of instability, trying to make your life as stable as you possibly can really kind of helps manage your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing that you said, you know, at the beginning of our conversation today about looking at your options, right? That people get stuck in despair and fear, and they don't go through. I actually have 3 other options, right? They don't start identifying that. And, you know, is that something, especially with the owners that you work with right now, that you're helping them with? Like, how do they actually move through the emotional component, right? So they can get to problem solving.
I think it has a lot to do with realizing where they're at as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And understanding where they're coming from. Like, you know, one of our clients, you know, he was a small business, and he started off, you know, really, you know, really small, probably making 20, 30 grand a year. And now he's probably close to, you know, mid 6 figures right now. And the biggest thing is seeing him grow and take on bigger responsibilities as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the key is when you're, you know, you're starting out, you know, having someone there to help manage your emotions, you know, not only around your finances, but about the growth of your business, around your, you know, your family obligations versus your business obligations, and helping you to really see through the trees. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important as you start growing your business.
Yeah, and I'm thinking also about people like business owners right now whose businesses are being really hurt, right?
Yeah.
Like COVID-19, you know, I mean, did the same ideas apply?
Yeah, a lot, most of them do, you know? Yeah. And one of the things is being able to reach out to people, you know, that may have a specific talent in an area that you may not know about. So for example, or being able to do something else that's related to your business, that's maybe an additional income stream. Like for example, you know, one of the restaurants here in San Diego, they actually, you know, they're still selling food to go, but one of the things that they started selling was perishables. So mm-hmm. they started selling like steaks and eggs and meats and cheeses and stuff, so you wouldn't have to make multiple trips to go to the grocery store. So it's an additional income stream for them. Like, you know, additional income stream for us, you know, we created was, you know, we're helping people manage the COVID-19 loan process. So we're consulting for them on that piece. So that's an additional income stream that's for us that we normally, you know, wouldn't have had because of COVID-19. There's, you know, bars here in California are selling, the ABC has loosened their restrictions around selling liquor to go. So they actually can go drive by certain bars that are still open and pick up bottles of wine or pick up bottles of tequila or whatever they want to do for an additional income stream to their business. And so you have to start being a little creative and more thoughtful around, you know, we talk about resourcing, trying right. to figure out what other resources are there to help continue your business to grow.
So I've been impressed by how rapidly some businesses have changed their model, right? At least temporarily, yeah. like you said, to adapt. So you're looking at creative ways. How can we continue to generate income in a different way that meets the needs of people, right? So they'll actually buy it. And even your story about perishables was the local place I go to get produce. And the other day I was in there, like a farm generated produce that's been around about 100 years, and they ever had toilet paper. I was like, cause normally they would never have anything like that, you know, but it's meeting the needs of the community. Right.
Yeah.
So good example. So it sounds like the name of, you know, I'm hearing it's the creativity, right? Being able to look at things differently, saying since this is a situation, you know, we need to figure out a way to, right, to keep the business, our businesses going, but also really sticking to your routines and, you know, finding people who can help you through the emotional component.
Yeah. And I think that's, whether it's us or whether it's a mentor or whether it's a coach or whether it's a, you know, another business owner or whether it's your family, you know, being able to go to them and having them, you know, work with you on some of that resources is, you know, it's a really good way to help you get out of it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. And it, what I'm also hearing is like, this is, it's sort of like not all is lost, right?
Right.
You know, we can figure our way out of this. We can come up with something creative. Maybe you'll get an idea that really benefits your business for the next 5 years, right?
Right. And that's, you know, it's funny because I was talking to my business partner last night and, you know, we were saying about, we went to a restaurant to pick up some food, and I was asking him about, you know, what if, you know, this restaurant, their takeout business really exploded because of COVID-19, they may not even have to reopen their dining room. You right. know, so things may change because of this. And as a business, you have to be able to adapt, and you can't let your emotions get in the way of you making that switch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this is such a positive note to end the show on today, right? That it is, you can be creative, that you can be resourceful, right? You can come up with something new that you've never thought of before and still keep moving forward. So Jeff, I want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing your words of wisdom, your concrete experiences, and really, you know, sharing your program with us.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great. And I want to thank listeners also, as always, for tuning in. We always have a great time. Please join me and us at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Have a great couple of weeks, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and move beyond the mindset of division. Each show, Claudette strikes right at the heart of the matter and looks past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and what she calls reality resistance. We just need the will. For more information about the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, visit culturalbrilliance.com and join the cultural revolution. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.